Yeah, so Catherine, I suppose the way it feels, the way it feels now, I suppose, especially for smaller preschool providers like myself. So I would provide a service here in rural Koolani, and I'm actually one of, there's three services in the area, and both myself and another one of the services are closing. So that will leave it with just one service in the Koolani area to cater to all the children in Koolani, which is a lot. And, you know, they're probably at capacity themselves at the moment. So it leaves, basically, it's leaving the sector in a bad way, but it's also leaving parents, parents and families in a really bad way as well, because they don't have the same choices. They don't have the same choices in childcare that they should have, you know, in their local areas. So we'll say if they can't get a space in Koolani, they're then faced with having to bring their child maybe to Killooney or Ballymote or further afield or Sligo, so which really limits their choice, and that can be very difficult, difficult for families, difficult for parents. But I suppose for small services like me, it really feels like we're kind of being pushed out, really, essentially, you know. Someone like me, you know, there is only one staff member. That one staff member is me. I'm the person who works with the children, and I'm the person who runs the service also. So there's nobody there in the background, you know, doing the admin work, or, you know, it's just me. So I'm the person who's doing the planning. I'm the person that's looking after health and safety, and I'm the one who's doing the admin, but I'm also the one responsible for the care of the children. And, you know, that's why I got into childcare. I'm in childcare myself 16 years now. And I'll be 8 years running the service here in Koolani. And I went into early childhood because I'm passionate about working with children, but it's just the increased administrative workload is just making it harder and harder to focus solely on the care of the children, which should be, that should be at the front and centre. That should be the main aim, you know, for service providers. But it's getting harder to do that when with all the increased administration.
And you've already said that you're intending to close. Are you emotional after 16 years in business over that, Eilish?
Yeah, well, yeah. So I'm 16. When I say 16 years, I'm 16 years overall working in the childcare sector. So I would have worked in other services, but 8 of those years would be spent running my own service. And I'm finishing up now. I've kind of said I'm going to see out the next kind of 2 years because I had children, you know, down on my list. And, you know, I've been operating a waiting list for years, as I know the other service in Koolani has as well, where we just didn't have enough spaces really for children. And so there was people, you know, always popping their children's name down on the waiting list, hoping that they'd get a space. But so I wanted to see out the next 10 years to kind of, or the next 2 years, sorry, to kind of see out, you know, see as much of those children through that I had already, you know, guaranteed a space to. But yeah, I feel really emotional about closing the service. You know, it's not what I want to do, but I just feel, you know, I just feel that the time has come, as it has for an awful lot of professionals working in the sector, where, you know, they feel like they need to choose a different career, where they feel valued and respected, and that there's job security, and so they're my reasons for closing, really.